The most important stories in the world. This is Now Trending on the TJ and Regan Show.
You want to feel a little bit older today on a Friday? Eminem is now grandfather. That was a little... He's in his 50s, I'm sure.
Is he? I thought he was probably late 40s.
I think he's 51.
Is he all right? Wow. Oh, Marshall.
Grandpa Marshall.
Yep, 51 as of October. Oh, he won't. He'll be 52 this year. Sorry.
Oh, so he's 51.
I can't help it.
He had it right the first time. He just couldn't stand it. He had to tell what age he was going to be.
He'll be 52 this year.
He'll be 52 this year.
It's a compulsion.
It's a curse. I can't help it.
But yeah, that's kind of crazy. I mean, you know, it's okay. Go with him, Haley.
Dada?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I mean, now she's a grown woman, married, now having a baby. So Eminem, grandfather, congratulations to him.
And that does mean that y'all are old.
Mm-hmm.
For being little high school children when he hit the scene.
Yeah, 100%.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Late, what was it, early 2000s or late 90s?
I think it was late 90s. And then...
I know exactly because I'm Slim Shady. Yes, I'm the real Shady. All you other Slim Shadys. That was always on the High Five at Nine countdown.
Yeah.
When my wife Jody and I were coming back from childbirth classes with our first kid. And she was born in the 2000.
Really?
And she was born in June of 2000.
Okay. So, yeah, you will feel old when you hear Eminem is now a grandfather. The new Joker movie, is it okay if I just call it Joker 2?
Yeah, that's what normal people are calling it.
Instead of the official title, which is Joker.
Folie à deux.
Folie à deux. I've heard that there's a lot of music in this movie, and I've heard a lot of people are walking out after every musical number. So I don't know. The initial reviews, not great. Vulture's got an article out today, and it says, why is Lady Gaga so boring all of the sudden? All of a sudden. Mm-hmm. And it's true. She's been kind of low-key on these late-night shows, and they think it's because she doesn't believe that the movie is good. She doesn't want to draw a lot of attention to it.
Right. But why does she do it? Couldn't she tell? Don't they read the scripts and go, because she doesn't need to do a project for the money.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, right.
I think she's just weird. She's just being a different kind of weird right now.
Is that what it is?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And her. That's what all of them do. They're just all weird. And then sometimes they get more weird depending on what the situation is.
Oh. Yeah. And her and Joaquin, that's peak weird.
Yeah. Right. you know who's still a fan is my father. He loves any Lady Gaga project. Yeah. He loves some Lady Gaga.
Stephanie Germanata.
That's right.
I like a lot of her music.
Yeah.
I do. Oh, yeah. Sure. But to hear her interviewed or see her interviewed, anything, it's just weird.
Just kind of odd.
And I don't think she's that great of an actress either.
Really?
No. For a pop singer, she's a great actress. But for an actress, she's not a great actress.
Oh, Lady Gaga. Lady G. Sorry. And then today is National Cinnamon Bun Day. Love National Cinnamon Bun Day. Just saw a video on the internet this morning on TikTok. They're now doing table-side cinnamon rolls.
Yeah. I don't get it, but...
We have tableside guacamole, tableside Caesar salad, and now tableside cinnamon rolls where they just put the frosting on it.
I think a cinnamon roll and a cinnamon bun are two different things. I usually call them two, they may not be, but a cinnamon roll is the one that's rolled, and then the cinnamon bun would be like a honey bun. It's just one piece of bread.
Oh.
Not rolled in it like that.
Oh, okay. That's interesting.
So is it roll or bun day?
It is bun, but they look like cinnamon rolls, like a Cinnabon.
Yeah, people don't really get it.
Maybe they just don't get it. So I've got some incredible audio to play. Something TJ has said for years is now coming true. Mm. Coming up next.
This is the TJ and Regan Show. Available whenever you want it on the TJ and Riggins app. This is the TJ and Riggins Show.
Hey, listen, when you're right, you're right. Don't you hate that phrase? I don't know what that means. But when TJ's right, I will say, oh, no, TJ was right on that. I have no ego about admitting when somebody else is right because I don't know a lot of things. So I'm always trying to learn from other people and their experiences. And on this one, TJ was right, and he's been saying it for years. And I'll paraphrase what TJ says. Men, you don't babysit your own children.
Right. Yeah, you don't babysit your kids. And they say, you babysitting? No, these are my kids. Just because their mom's not here doesn't mean I'm a babysitter.
And I never really pieced that together. I never saw it in action. But this woman named Brendan, which is a great name I kind of like that for a woman. That's a cute name. Here's what she says about going out with her friends the other night.
Ladies, listen up. If you are considering having a child,
with someone, I want you to think about this, okay? I currently have a 2-year-old, another one on the way. I'm leaving my house to go to dinner with friends. Not 1 ounce of information was given to my husband other than I'll be leaving for dinner at 6:45. That's it. He doesn't need any other direction because he is her father. And he also takes care of her full time when we're both at home. So just know that before you consider having a child with someone, are you having a child with another child themselves? Yes or no? Ladies, listen up. If you are considering having...
I think she nailed that one on the head.
Yeah. But to go even a little bit deeper in a sociology experiment, a man will act like a child if a woman treats him like a child. So if you want him to be a man, treat him like a man. And, you know, don't treat him like a child.
Say that again for the people that weren't listening, TJ. A man will, what is it?
A man will act like a child if his wife treats him like a child.
Okay.
And he'll act like a man if you treat him like a man. And yeah, I was that way with my kids too. I was blessed enough to have a schedule where I could go to all the doctor's appointments. I knew what medicine they would take, how many ear infections they've had. I could take them to the doctor when they were toddlers without my wife and not have to refer to notes or anything like that. And I'm not saying it as a bragging thing. I'm just saying it as it makes the bond with the children even stronger for the dad. You know, for them to know that you're there as a nurturer and a protector and all the time, and you know them just as well as their mom does.
But where did you learn that? Is that something that came naturally to you, or did somebody have to tell you that?
My brother was that way with his kids. He's got three kids that are much older than mine, and I watched him do that with his. And then I also went to this class called it was called Boot Camp for New Dads, and I think they still have them. And they had dads who had just become fathers bring their babies in on a Saturday and told about the experiences that we were all about to have and how to do this and how to do that. It was really great because I thought it was going to be some kind of like Oprah thing. I was like, I don't want to go to this. I mean, you know, when I got in there, though, it helped a lot.
Really?
Uh-huh.
I'm more shocked that you went to a class.
I know. I mean, I didn't want to. But then I went back as an instructor after my daughter was born. I was as a new dad.
Was that a fulfilling thing for you to do?
Yeah. Very much so.
Hmm. All right. Now the wheels are turning in my head. Maybe we get that back on. So I thought that was interesting.
Now that they're adults, though, I don't have to pay attention to them at all. I don't even talk to them.
Radio show. Podcast. Get the TJ and Riggins app in your app store or at tjriggins.com/app. Point and stare at TJ and Riggins anytime you want on YouTube. This is the TJ and Riggins Show.
Oh, what a relief. Got big news from my personal life. I'm TJ and I have a personal life. Yesterday I was freaked out up in this room when I left my house all the way until I got home from my house because one of the things that I have right now that I love a whole lot is it's a thing called the Wally Jr. MagSafe phone wallet. And it's nice and it's leather and it holds 4 cards and your most important cards and all that. And it's always on my phone. So I don't have to carry around a big wallet and all that. But, you can get it, by the way, at tjriggins.com/gift. And promo code TJ gives you 20% off. Anyway, my wife and I had been doing some really hefty cleaning at our house the day before, and I was outside pressure washing and stuff. So I took it off my phone because I didn't want it to get messed up if I got wet or something. And yesterday morning when I got ready to come to work, I couldn't find it. And Jody had told me, hey, if you're looking for any of your stuff, look in that right-hand drawer in the laundry room. You know, I put your watch and stuff in there. Okay. So I couldn't, it was the watch and all were there. My phone wallet wasn't. So that's my driver's license and all that. So I had to come to work with no driver's license yesterday. And And as I left, I had to tell Rob, this is the way I'm going to have to approach this, because I can't go in there accusatory to Jody. Like, she put my wallet somewhere and then I can't find it. Like, she just put haphazardly put it somewhere. So I got home. She was awake and obviously. So
thank God.
I said, oh God. I said, I am freaking out. She goes, why? I said, I have done something with my phone wallet thing and I can't find it. I've looked everywhere I know to look. I said, I was late for work this morning because I was looking for it. I couldn't find it. And I don't know what I'm going to do. I guess I don't want to have to cancel my credit card and stuff like that. Can you think of anywhere that it might be? Because I don't want her going, if you think I put it up, if you're accusing me of doing something with it, then I didn't. I don't know what to tell you. So I didn't do that. She looked at me and she goes, did you look in that basket in the cabinet over the dryer in the laundry room? And I almost said no, because why in the world would I? Why would it be in there? And I said, oh, you know what? I didn't. Let me go. And I went in there, and there it was.
Oh.
So, woo! So how in the world does a basket in the cabinet over the dryer in the laundry room, how does that go back to, I put your stuff in that drawer?
Yeah.
Where my other stuff was. She had put stuff there, but then I don't know.
I was setting it up like a scavenger hunt where I'd separate all your stuff into different spaces.
Yeah, that's where it was.
It was almost like, well, did you look in that? You know, like, you didn't look everywhere if you didn't look in that basket in the cabinet over the dryer in the laundry room.
Did you look under the ice trays?
Did you look in the wheel well of my car? You may have put it there. You need to take care of your business. That's what you need to do.
More TJ and Riggins coming up. This is the TJ and Riggins podcast and radio show.
Hey, sponsored by the Richard Tocato Companies. All kinds of stuff going on with mortgages and rates and all of that. I hate to sound too technical. But if you are in North or South Carolina and you need help and get some money out of the equity in your home, then go to homewithrichard.com, homewithrichard.com. And he's the man. Hey. So, Riggins, I know that you are not, and nor am I, a fan of men in bathrobes.
No. You creepy.
Know, a man in a robe. You know, it's kind of what you would think would be going on at a hot tub party or something.
Yeah. Creepy.
Yeah. I don't think really the look of a man in a robe is complete without a couple of gold chains. You know, I just picture those mob guys going to get a rub down.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm going to get a rub down.
You're very much on display without being on display for some reason. It's just like, it's too much. It's like seeing somebody in their underwear. It's like, put on some clothes.
I don't mind it so much when they show it on TV if it's a guy who's wearing pajamas and a robe.
Yeah.
It's the naked under the robe thing.
Perfect way to differentiate those two. It's way different when the dad has come down on Christmas Day and he's got the pajamas on and a robe on versus a guy without any clothes. Excellent. Excellent.
You know, just those leather mule slide slippers.
Yeah.
And no bare leg, no socks.
Yeah.
Just chest hair blazing through the little crack in the robe. Yeah. Well, the robe is now on its way to being trendy fashion-wise in
really?
The fashion world, yeah. Because of COVID and more people spending time in their robes during COVID, it's now made its way into the fashion world because Angelina Jolie showed up at an event or was coming out of somewhere the other day, and she was wearing an overcoat that was cut and styled like a robe, like a bathrobe.
All right. But it's not a robe. I mean,
no, it's not
a robe.
But you never know for people who can't afford the same coat that Angelina Jolie has, they may just say, you know, I got a nice robe and I'm going to wear that over these jeans or whatever.
Yeah. Okay.
But, you know, a lot of women get mad at me for saying certain things, and sometimes I'm aggravated and just joking around and exaggerating and all that. And sometimes I'm not. Like when I say that women spend a lot of their time trying to figure out how they can stay in their pajamas longer. Right. I know these things. Yeah. I'm an expert on the female behavior in our culture, and I've observed that women love finding any reason to stay in their robe and pajamas longer, either up into the day or get to wear them to work or on flights or wherever else. You know, that's why they come up with wear your pajamas to work day.
Yeah.
You know, as a theme for work or at the school for the teachers and the, you know, whatever.
Yeah.
And this is a prime example of that. Now it's let's make robes designer wear.
It's fashion.
Yeah.
Hey, you can't tell an employee to like not wear their robe. She's like, this is fashion. I mean, you can see how that would turn out.
Right. Yeah. But
you can't wear your pajamas. This is fashion.
My wife has about minimum 6 robes hanging on hooks on the door in our bathroom.
6 robes?
Yeah. Just always has a variety.
She doesn't have a job.
Available 24/7 on the free TJ and Riggins app. This is the TJ and Riggins podcast and radio show. Available whenever you want it on the TJ and Riggins app. This is the TJ and Riggins show.
Yep. Hey, quickly, make sure you you go to tjriggins.com/help to donate to Peyton's Promise, where we send money to the hurricane victims. We've still got that going, and we would appreciate it, and so would they, and then keep praying for them. Well, here we go, the most anticipating part of the week on the show, and that is Rick Riggins and his guitar playing a funny song called The Week in Review.
And this is my song, it's called The Week in Review. It's a week's worth of shows summarized for you. No special effects and no auto-tune. Just me and my guitar performing for you.
And Lindsay's back on the show, which is totally not a goof. Everyone needs more money, and her weave is not inflation-proof. She brings a different kind of energy. She now has a daughter and a son. It's an energy that's hard to describe, like a drunk aunt, which is kind of fun. She's only coming in a few days a week, which is probably good for our mental health. She can't be here every day, because Home Goods won't shop itself. And this is my song.
It's called The Week in Review. It's a week's worth of shows summarized for you. No special effects and no auto-tune. Just me and my guitar performing for you.
The new Joker musical is now in theaters. Taking chances is part of the art. But sometimes it turns out poorly, like when you take a chance on a fart. McDonald's is releasing a new chicken Big Mac. Next week is when it comes out. Interesting timing with the Diddy arrest. I see what this is about. Rob's cousin passed out face down after enjoying a pizza buffet. Rob, maybe it's time to have a chat, because I've never hit rock bottom, but I think it would look like that. This is my song.
It's called The Week in Review. It's a week's worth of shows summarized for you. No special effects and no auto-tune. Just me and my guitar performing for you.
Today is National Body Language Day. Celebrate however you please. If my body spoke a language, my guess would be fat and ease. They polled a bunch of NFL players who said Taylor Swift would be good for the game as a whole. No word on how many of these players were concussed when they answered the poll. Today is also National Cinnamon Roll Day. Made more at home than in restaurants. The tragedy of making a pan of cinnamon rolls is there's only one that anyone wants.
This is my song. It's called The Week in Review. It's a week's worth of shows summarized for you. No special effects and no auto-tune. Just me and my guitar performing for you.
Good.
Very nice.
Thank you.
Now, thank you. Are you talking about the middle one? That's the one that everybody wants?
The edges one, you know, we couldn't eat that middle one. That was from a mom. Uh-huh. She made them. She was like, we just knew not to touch that one.
Yeah.
Is there a thing like brownies? Because everybody likes the crust of the brownie now, right?
Yeah, the edges.
Yeah.
I would much rather have the corner brownie than the one in the middle. But
yeah, it works just the opposite when you're talking about cinnamon rolls in a pan.
Actually, I would rather have all of the brownies. I could eat an entire. Yeah, I mean,
they're all pretty good. Yeah. Any part of the brownie is pretty good.
Right, right, right. All right. Thank you for that musical offering, Riggins.
Yeah, yeah, of course. Mm-hmm.
This is the TJ and Riggins Show. Point and stare at TJ and Riggins anytime you want on YouTube. This is the TJ and Riggins Show.
Just a couple of things you might have missed in the news yesterday. Tech D Rob was the first person to tell us that the chicken Big Mac was coming to McDonald's.
Yeah.
And he said, I just have a feeling it'll be out today. I don't know what he was basing that on. He just said he had a feeling.
They've been teasing it for the first week of October for a long time, and it's still not out as of yesterday. I kept looking.
Yeah, it's out on October 10th.
Yeah, it's Thursday.
No! So you were a little off, but you were the first person to bring that to our attention. So it is exactly like a Big Mac, but instead of the meat, the beef, you get two chicken patties, and it looks like it's a different kind of chicken patty than you find on the McChicken.
Rob says it's made out of the chicken McNugget chicken and not the chicken sandwich chicken.
Okay.
Yeah, and the breading on it is just like the chicken nugget.
Okay.
Which is the best part of the chicken nugget.
You're a chicken nugget.
The breading's...
but then, was it yesterday that you were mad because Sonic didn't text you in time? Or was it the day before?
I had already eaten lunch at 10:30, before 10:30, and then 10:30 they send a message, buy one, get one free on Coney Dogs.
Yeah.
Footlong Coney Dogs.
Because they probably figured that if we send it at 10:30, then that'll be... Right as people are making a decision about where they may want to go to lunch.
Exactly.
I need them to adjust.
Not they've already eaten lunch and they're going to be mad at us.
I'm sending a strongly worded letter.
You should. That's offensive. And then the other thing you might have missed, and I thought about TJ and his family. TJ and his family love watching cheesy Hallmark Christmas movies or Lifetime or whatever they're on.
Yeah, Hallmark. I don't look at Lifetime.
Don't like the Lifetime ones. Well, there's a new show coming to Hallmark. It's called Finding Mr. Christmas, and they're looking for the next Hallmark Christmas hunk to star in a Hallmark Christmas movie.
Oh, fun.
And here is what some of the contestants are having to say.
I'll be Mr. Christmas because I bring a lot of good energy to the table. Maybe pull off a few flannels every once in a while.
Besides my amazing smile, there's the perseverance, the resilience,
charm. Somebody who cares, somebody who loves their family.
It takes a little bit of love and kindness.
Drive, character, strong jawline.
I will definitely be Mr. Christmas because I can sing, dance, and act. So here I am.
Mm. I'm ready for this step. I'm committed, I'm passionate,
full of love, confident, happy. I embody a lot of the ideals that Hallmark really has.
I want to be able to bring the magic that Christmas brings to everybody in their home.
So being masculine doesn't have to be a qualification, I guess.
I mean, maybe not. If you're that guy, one guy was triple threat. He's an actor, a singer, and a dancer. So.
Yeah, that's what I heard.
I'm going to bring
some ones. The other one said that he just brings an energy of some sort. And he was Southern. He was a Southern fella using that phraseology.
Yeah. So do you have to be a hunk to be on a Hallmark Christmas movie? Is that part one of the requirements?
Kind of, yeah. Yeah, because you're always somebody's love interest.
Yeah.
You know, so probably.
Is this something that Jody would watch?
Oh, yeah.
Finding Mr. Christmas.
Yeah. Oh, so it's a reality show then?
It's a reality show with like 10 hunky guys trying to be Mr. Christmas.
But I don't know why it matters what their personality is like, because they're going to be acting and being whatever kind of a part that the writers make them be. You know?
Yeah, we don't care about your energy.
I bring a certain energy and charm. What do you mean charm?
Yeah. Hey, Jonathan, we're on page 36. Just read the script, buddy. Right. Thank you.
You got an entire paragraph on this page. And they're not going to be the leading men, though, are they?
Yes.
They will be a leading man and thing? Okay.
Yeah. So we'll see how that turns out, Finding Mr. Christmas on Hallmark.
More TJ and Riggins coming up. Point and stare at TJ and Riggins anytime you want on YouTube. This is the TJ and Riggins Show.
Oh, time for some stupid audio from the social medias and the internet. Not just the social medias, but the internet and Wi-Fi devices as well.
Nailed it.
The hi-fi Wi-Fi device. Riggins said that this had him cackling. It's a young woman who is talking to a police officer on the side of the road, and she's reciting the alphabet. So, let's just listen to it and then go from there. So.
A, B, C, D, E, F, D, A, R, J, F, S, I, M, N, P, Q, R, X, I, M, N, P.
All right.
So, At the end, she said, "Are you mad at me?"
You are. She's like, she's on the verge of tears. She's like Gen Z, you know. And then she recite the alphabet: A, B, C, D, E, F, D, H, I, J, K. Are you mad at me?
Is that some kind of a thing that came along for kids after I was out of elementary school? You end it with, instead of saying, aren't you proud of me, you say, are you mad at me?
I've never heard it. So.
Yeah, you've never heard, aren't you proud? ABCDEFG, the song.
Yeah.
Now, I've said my ABCs. Are you proud of me? Or something like that. Yeah. That was some version of it.
I picture her one sentence away from being, can I call my dad? Like, she just, that's got to be terrifying when you have to do a sobriety test.
And then the police officer was just like, okay.
All right. Are you mad at me?
All right. And today is Free Ad Friday. And for Free Ad Friday, we find something that we like in the social media's audio. And this is one of our favorites, named Jeffrey Searles from Dunn, North Carolina, from Jeffrey Searles Designs. His posts and his little ads just make us smile.
Yeah. Hey, friends. You might hear Callie Lou in the kitchen. She's not happy because we closed her off from this part of the house because she wanted to be the center of the video. We just can't have that right now. But anyway, this stem on our webpage, jeffreysearlesdesigns.com, I love it. Make sure you bend and you play with the eucalyptus. And then look at how we nestle two in right there, grouping them this way with the pumpkins on the back. Get your fall on, y'all. It's time. Come see us at Jeffrey Searles Living Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, 10 to 5, Saturday from 10 to 3, or visit us on jeffreysearlesdesigns.com. All of these are on there, but don't waste any time because quantities are limited. Thank you so much for following us. Have a great day and find your joy.
I love that.
We had to put Callie Lou in another part of the house.
Callie Lou is not happy. Barking in the background.
And what's the stem? The stem.
Yeah.
What is eucalyptus?
Eucalyptus stem.
Oh, it's a plant stem. Okay.
Well, it goes in wreaths and decorations and all of that. Yeah,
he put them stem to stem, so they're just like going out like a bow tie.
Okay. Yeah. All right. Yeah. Love him.
Mm-hmm. I've never been to Dunn, North Carolina, but one day we're going to take a field trip.
We got
to
go.
And get up there. So that's it for Free Ad Friday.
Available 24/7 on the free TJ and Riggins app. This is the TJ and Riggins podcast and radio show. This is the TJ and Riggins podcast and radio show.
From the Calitran Studios. Actually, it's just one studio now. Rob's done moved into here. So from the Calitran cramped studio.
Cold studio in here too.
I'm kidding. You want to lose weight the safe, effective way, not giving yourself shots with side effects, then order Calitran today. TJRiggins.com/weightloss. Rob, did you said you were watching that new Kristen Bell and Adam Brody show on the Netflix?
Nobody Wants This is what it's called.
Now, my wife and I were debating as to whether or not that's going to be one to watch together because, if it's too womany, she doesn't want me watching it with her because I make comments and I laugh and things like that. So she doesn't like that. Is it one that I would enjoy?
I don't think so.
No. Okay. All right.
It's really funny at times, but it's also really sappy at times.
Yeah. That's the way the one is that I'm watching now. It's called Monsters, the Menendez story.
That's such a sweet story.
No, but we are watching that together. And let me tell you something. I know it's got a lot of hype and a lot of people have already watched it and everything. But if you haven't, I'm going to tell you, it's got some of the best acting that I have seen in a long time in it.
Really?
I mean, it is fantastic artistically.
Yeah.
You know, obviously the story's gut wrenching and all of that, but the guy that plays Eric Menendez, especially, is just, he's one of the best actors that I've seen probably in 10 years. He's just great.
Wow.
Absolutely great.
That's an endorsement.
Yeah. But, you know, it, It's not quite as funny as I thought it was going to be. It's a little bit. No, I'm kidding. It's good though. If you have the Netflix and you haven't seen it yet, you might want to watch it. It's good. I hate promoting the Netflix like that, but
yeah, is the acting good on that Fire Country show you're watching? No. I watched a clip of that. No. I went, "This is the show TJ and Jody are watching. Right. It's horrible."
And that's why we watch it. We watch it because it's horrible. It's kind of like, you know, back when you're young and you go to a strip club where all of them are guaranteed to be ugly. Right. It's kind of like that because we do. It's a melodramatic show on CBS and we watch it and we laugh at it.
Oh my gosh. I saw it. I went, oh, this is the show they're watching. I turned around. I was like, there's no way this is the show. It's so bad. That's funny.
Yeah. And, you know, I told you I thought maybe because it's all about a fire department in California, Northern California, and that they never speed to a fire in the fire truck. It's always just they show the truck and it's just barely moving along. And I was wondering if that was because of, you know, people getting triggered because something an emergency vehicle is putting people at risk for going fast. Yeah, it's funny. But not supposed to be.
It's not supposed to be fun.
No. It's one of those where the people are all good looking. Like it's about, you know, got a lot of young people in it and they're all good looking.
Mm-hmm. I'm looking at the poster of it and half of the people are posed with their backs to the camera, looking over their shoulder.
Brutal. Yeah.
It'd be like if Hallmark did a serious drama is what it really looks like.
Holy.
Jody said it kind of reminds her of Virgin River, that same type of production.
Okay. All right. There. Well, everything you need to know coming up in Now Trending.
Available 24/7 on the free TJ and Riggins app. This is the TJ and Riggins podcast and radio show. The most important stories in the world. This is Now Trending on the TJ and Riggins show.
TJ, have you seen this viral video of the moms in China fighting in a ball pit that's meant for children?
No, I haven't.
Look at that. I mean, throwing haymakers, dragging each other to the ground in a ball pit.
Good Lord. Yeah, punching and pulling hair. Yeah,
scratching.
Why are they in there?
No one seems to have the backstory about what happened leading up to this fight.
Somebody's baby got, you know, disrespected or something.
I guess that's
what happens a lot of times at Chuck E. Cheese.
That's crazy. I mean, and the onlookers are horrified because, I mean, it's a bloody fist fight in a ball pit.
And wouldn't that be hard to maintain your balance and all that in a ball pit to be able to fight somebody?
There's 1,000 reasons why you shouldn't fight in a ball pit. One, it's in front of kids. And also, you lose your, you can't stand up. Okay. Pretty unbelievable stuff, though. So thankfully that happened in China, not here. But if it does happen here, I'm sure it'll go viral again. Absolutely. So that movie that Alec Baldwin was filming, Rust, where the producer was killed, did they determine he fired the gun?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah.
I don't know how to say that, but the woman died after a gun was fired and she was killed. That movie is still going to be released and it's going to happen next month at a film festival. So I don't know. Is that the right move? Do you, out of respect for her and her family?
I wouldn't. But then again, I'm not a soulless Hollywood person either. So, you know, they probably are looking at it like, oh, we're going to get a lot more attention from it now than we ever would have if it hadn't gone off the way it did.
You hate to think that that's the mindset, but you can't help it. Yeah. Like, we made the movie, and a lot of people need a paycheck. So, I don't know. But that movie will be debuting.
Will you see it?
No.
No.
And I love Alec Baldwin as an actor, I think as a person. A little scary.
Yeah, I'm the same way. I like his work. But
no, I'm not gonna sit through this. No thanks.
Did you say that he wasn't going to the premiere? Did you see that?
Yeah, he's not going to the premiere.
That's a smart move.
Yeah, absolutely. And then just something just in time for Halloween. TJ, I want you to show your wife Jolly Rancher ropes.
Oh,
I know she's a big fan of the nerd rope,
and
I know she likes the Jolly Rancher. So I think the ladies are going to love this one.
It's chewy then, obviously.
It's a little chewy. And
are they available now?
I believe so.
Okay, where? Because I'll go get her some on the way home as a little surprise.
I'll find out and I'll let you know.
What are the flavors?
We got watermelon, cherry, all the usual suspects, and green apple. So delicious. A story I have been following on TikTok for the last couple of days. It's intense. I'll tell you next.
This is the TJ and Reagan Show. Available whenever you want it on the TJ and Riggins app. This is the TJ and Riggins Show.
I'm going to have to contain my excitement because this is not my thing. This is TJ's thing. So I feel like I'm kind of, you know.
Whatever. Stepping on toes.
Stepping on toes a little bit. True crime story on TikTok that is unraveling in real time. I'll just give you the synopsis. A woman, she's 34. She lives in Columbus, Ohio. Her name is Katie Century, I think is how you pronounce it. And you, ladies, I know you've been watching because I've seen millions of views on these videos in the last 3 days. She lives with her boyfriend. They've got kids. They're doing some construction on the outside of their house. They want to put in like a fence.
Uh-huh.
And they started to dig the hole for the fence post, not knowing all the details, but they wanted to build this fence. It was going to be minor. So they start digging, and then they couldn't get any further, about a foot into the ground. And they realized there's a rug buried right outside their house. A rug. Mm-hmm. And they said, if we start digging this way, there's a tree planted right over this rug. And if we go the other way, the ground is too hard to get any further. And then she finds the tag from the tree that's planted right above it. It's called a blood good tree. Kind of weird. She calls the police and says, hey, we can't go any further digging in the ground. Can you have somebody come look out here? We're just not sure. Why would there be a rug? They're thinking there's a body
wrapped up in it.
So they send out police. And in the last 3 days, they've sent out police twice. And yesterday, they brought out a dog that searches for corpses and things like that.
Cadaver dog.
A cadaver dog. And she's recording this the whole time. The dog is walking around, and all of a sudden, the dog sits right down on his butt, right next to this hole that they've been digging.
Mm-hmm.
And the police tell her that, well, these dogs are trained in cemeteries, so it might there might just be blood on this rug, or it could be worse, there could be a body in your front yard. So the forensics team is coming out today to go investigate a little bit further. So I am totally involved in this drama. But wouldn't that be the craziest thing ever?
Yeah, and so do they say what time they're going to be posting stuff?
No, it's just kind of happening. She posted her last update like 6 hours before our show started today, early in the morning. So she's been up 24 hours wondering, oh my gosh, there might be a body in my yard.
But why don't they just dig up what it is?
They can't do it. The police don't have the manpower to actually dig up this because the ground is so hard, so they're going to have to bring in excavators, I think.
Sure, yeah.
But it's shag carpet. They think it's from the 60s or 70s, but there might be a body in there. Unbelievable story. Please follow along. Let me know.
Radio show. Podcast. Get the TJ and Riggins app in your app store or at tjriggins.com/app. Point and stare at TJ and Riggins anytime you want on YouTube. This is the TJ and Riggins Show.
Riggins, I cannot believe that you are not into this story that has gone viral. I saw it yesterday. Bless you, Rob. I saw it yesterday of this actual up-close video proof of Bigfoot. Have you seen it?
I did see that.
Got 1.2 million views on the TikTok.
Yeah.
And it's a Sasquatch just lying in the woods, propped up on a tree trunk, just chilling. And then the guy who videoed it, you know, he's screaming, I really think I caught a blanking Bigfoot on camera.
He did. It's the most Sasquatch I've ever seen.
Yeah, it's in Oklahoma.
Yeah.
And the reason I say it, because I know you're still, you know, 50-50 on whether you believe in the big feats or not.
There's a lot of things we don't know out in nature. I mean, but this one did strike me as maybe a guy in a costume. I don't know.
You think what gave it away, the way he's just lying there in the woods and then he sees the camera guy and he just kind of like, sup? You know?
It's like, a very human-like quality.
Hey. Just out here, just been to Party City. Just came out here for lunch.
Yeah,
in the peace and quiet. What are you doing here?
It looks like the Redneck Blair Witch Project.
It does
because he's like dropping his camera and running. And it's like, come on. But I saw TMZ picked it up. It was everywhere yesterday.
And that's the thing. It's not even the most realistic looking.
No.
You know, Squatch sighting. You know, it's obviously crazy.
Yeah.
Looking, and people are, there are a lot of people who are really believing it. They're not just tongue in cheek in it, you know?
Yeah. They used to do reality shows about hunting down the Squatches.
I think they still have them.
Do they still have them?
Yeah. Bigfoot hunters.
Really? You know they do. Come on.
They missed this one. I never pictured Bigfoot to be in Oklahoma, though.
No, me either. I always assumed that Bigfoot would be somewhere like Mississippi.
Sure.
Or in the, maybe even in Tennessee in the hills and whatever. You know, in Louisiana, where I'm from, they got their own monster, mythical creature called the Rougarou.
Yeah.
Yeah. They use that, you know, to scare kids to behave. Right. Well, you better start making better grades here, and we're going to put that Rougarou on you. You go outside, you're going to get that Rougarou on you. You don't want that. And it's supposedly like a Wolfman knockoff.
Sure.
Kind of thing. You know, in Louisiana, we always have to be different and better.
More TJ and Riggins coming up. This is the TJ and Riggins podcast and radio show.
Okay, I guess we done started something here. Now everybody's interested in the Rougarou. I've talked about the Rougarou in the past, but it may have been on one of our podcasts or something like that. Extra Funny Podcast.
Yeah.
Which comes on every day, and it's only available on the podcast, and it's, you know, cussing and stuff and funny. Oh, good. Glad you finally oiled the microphones, Rob. You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to put you out there with that Rougarou. That's what I'm going to do.
Sick 'em.
So what did you went and looked up the Rougarou, Rob, and you scared of it? Just looking at the pictures? Well, okay, again, so if you didn't hear it earlier, Rougarou is what Cajun, it's a mythical, scary creature in Cajun culture.
Yeah, and it is, it's basically a werewolf, but just creepier.
Yeah, it's more wolf man kind of.
Yeah, stands on its back on only two legs. Mm-hmm.
Hold on, I want to see it.
Hold on a second.
Gotcha. And sometimes people go out and hunt the Rougarou, like they go looking for Bigfoot and stuff.
Really?
It's in the swamps and all that.
Oh, yeah. Costume of it.
Yeah, that would be terrifying. Mm-hmm, if I was a kid and somebody threatened me with that, I'd be terrified too.
And that's better if you're going to, I mean, it traumatizes the kids, but if you're going to use something like that, that's not my tactics of parenting. But if you are, it's a lot better to make them scared of a monster like that's a, you know, a fake monster than what this family that grew up around the corner from my family did. If their kids would, when they were little, if they would want to go outside or something after dark and they'd say, you can't go out, you already had a bath, you're not going back outside.
Yeah.
They would tell them the police are out there, they're going to get you if you go out there. So it made them afraid of the cops. So they go to school and you're being taught, if you're lost or if you're in danger, first thing you do is try to find a police officer. These kids are not, they're not doing it because they're like, I'm scared of them. They're going to get me. So if you're going to, you know, use fear to traumatize your children, do it with a mythical creature rather than the police.
Setting them up early.
And I was little too, and I said, don't make them scared of the cops. And they go, okay, well, the devil's going to get you. That's what it was. Mitchell, his name was Mitchell. Mitchell, if you go outside, the devil is going to get you. Now get back into bed. I was like, oh, God. I was like, I got to get out of here.
Let me go.
Available 24/7 on the free TJ and Riggins app. This is the TJ and Riggins podcast and radio show.